This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Roger Simon, CEO of Pajamas Media. He's also a longtime mystery writer and Hollywood screenwriter. He's also the author of Blacklisting Myself, Memoir of a Hollywood Apostate in the Age of Terror. For Pajamas Media recently, Mr. Simon has written why the Democratic Party clings to racism. While the Democratic Party alleges racism on the part of Tea Partiers and others, very much against the current Democratic agenda in Washington, Mr. Simon says it's actually the Democrats that keep using racism as a wedge issue. And Roger, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
Towards the end of your piece, you say, in effect, the Democratic Party has inadvertently turned itself into the party of racism by depending upon these vested interests to maintain power. Why do you believe that their use of the potential for a racist tendency on the part of their opponents is not lodged in any veracity?
That's observational, because I've met many of these people and I haven't seen a lot of racists. Are there racists in the Tea Party movement? Probably. Are there racists in any movement of that size? Probably, no matter what it is. I mean, there are tens of millions of people who are now involved in the Tea Party movement to some degree. So is there a racist among them? Got to be. There's probably also someone with three hands. I mean, that's just the odds. However, their need to perceive racism in it is a need to preserve their own power. That's what it's about, and money.
What did you make of the fact that so much of this emerged right in the final hours before the health care bill vote?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a political move, of course. But I think this is much more of a long-term issue, really, than that. I mean, this is really the basis for what in my piece in Pajamas Media, what I was driving at is the basis of Democratic Party power now is the preservation of the idea that there's racism in America and it's a big problem. Because if there isn't racism in America, they don't have a lever to get votes and power. I mean, they are tied into racism. If it went away, there would be no Jesse Jackson, there would be no Maxine Waters. These people are, you know, profiteering off of racism.
And you basically say in the piece that you don't believe they can win an honest argument on the issues.
I don't believe it, no, because, you know, I'm a former leftist, so I can say this with more impunity than most, or be more hated for saying it than most. But liberal economics has, and certainly socialist economics, has proven not to work. I don't care about whether it's good as an idea or not. It just doesn't work.
Why do you think they get away with it? I mean, obviously, folks like you and others on the right say that this is not what the Tea Party movement or a lot of these other protests are about. So why do you think that they aren't called on the carpet for it more? If a conservative were to do that, they'd probably get quite a bit of blowback.
Well, for the most of the part, they control the media. Therefore, since they control most of the media, they're not going to get the blowback. And they depend on that. I mean, now the media is changing because of new media, like what we're doing right this moment, are able to talk about it. But formerly, the New York Times and people like that would never talk about these things. And the New York Times, of course, dominated the media to a large degree because all the other people like CBS looked to the Times to tell them what to think.
You've talked about a couple of issues in your piece from the Tennessee Congressman Steve Cohen, who says that the Tea Party movement was basically like the KKK without the white sheets. Late in the week here, you have Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick saying that people hate who was elected, not what the person who was elected is trying to do. So how do you see this turning around, if ever?
Well, you know, I'm not Nostradamus. And by the way, Nostradamus wasn't Nostradamus either. If you look up in the history, he made a lot of mistakes. But I think it is turning around. I mean, I think that the era of Obama and his cronies is they're overplayed their hand. And they are creating Tea Party people. They're doing it very well. I mean, how many Tea Party people were there a year ago? Not too many. And there's a hell of a lot right now. So something's happening. You know, where this is going to go by November, I don't know. But it's certainly changing. And the argument that these people are racist is not really playing well.
For the most part, President Obama hasn't gotten into that, although, of course, he had the infamous race summit and then spoke out a bit too soon on the whole issue up in Cambridge, Massachusetts. What do you make of stand on this issue? Has he gotten further than I'm aware of, or has he done a pretty good job of tiptoeing around it?
Oh, I think he has to tiptoe around it. I think he can't. He has to let other people do that for him. I mean, but most leaders know. I mean, he's not alone in this. that your dirty work is done by other people for you. That's, you know, listen, even running CEO of Pajamas Media, I know there's certain things I'd rather have people working for me do than do myself. That's just, you know, the rules of the game, a la Machiavelli, it's very old. I think that, Obama, his big error is he doesn't know when to shut up. But about that issue, he seems to shut up lately.
Last question before we let you go, Roger. You talk a little bit in the piece of how the American people have now seen, despite the campaign rhetoric from a couple of years ago, what the Democratic agenda really is. The fact that these racism charges erupt at the very same time, does that help get to the point, like we talked about a moment ago, where people will see through that even more than they do at this point?
Yeah, I think so. I think that the racism charge, they overplayed the race card. You can, you know, there's almost every card you can overplay it, and you have to have a psychological eye for, you know, and timing. And I think they're overplaying that one, and people are not buying it. I mean, some people will always buy it, but the people who are buying it are people they already have. The great middle where the decisions are made isn't buying it anymore.
Roger, fascinating, and I think something that a lot of people have said ever since this latest bout of racist accusations erupted. Thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Roger Simon, CEO of Pajamas Media, mystery writer, Hollywood screenwriter. His autobiography is Blacklisting Myself. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.